Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Let's take a look at some testimony that was given this week. This is from Ms. Nagel. And she had testified to, and the big word of the week is the black blob that was in the front yard that night. Now, for context, again, nobody's thinking anybody's dead. They don't have bodies in their front yard normally. Right. It's snowing heavily. It's dark out. There is a light. There's the flagpole. But you're driving and you've been drinking. And it's like, well, there's maybe it's trash, maybe whatever. You don't really think a whole lot. On cross-examination, they were really trying to pin it to her of like, well, why didn't you do anything? Or almost saying that maybe, insinuating at least, that she's lying. Let's take a look and we'll talk on the other side.
Heard that this black object that you talk about was ever 5 or 6 feet long prior to telling the jury that today.
Objection.
You have to ask that differently, Mr.
Today, this afternoon, is the first time that you've provided testimony or information to the official regarding this case that the object was 5 or 6 feet long.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Who did you tell prior to today?
About what?
Okay, I thought we were talking about the fact that you've now testified that this black object was 5 or 6 feet long. You recall that?
Today, yes.
And my question to you was, you've never mentioned that this black object was 5 or 6 feet long until the last hour or so when Mr. Lally questioned you about it, correct?
Yes.
Now, when you were passing the property, you did not think it was a body?
At the time, no.
You claim that you told everyone in the car that you saw something, correct?
Correct.
And your friend Sarah said what? Or something to that effect, correct?
Correct.
And there was no further conversation after that, correct?
Not that I can remember, no.
And you didn't think that it was a person who was in trouble, correct?
Objection.
Did you think that? At what time, Mr.?
When you're leaving the property, after leaving the house at 1:45 a.m. and getting into the McCabe vehicle and passing that the Albert Lawn, you did not think that you saw a person who was in trouble, correct?
No.
Or a person that may have needed help, correct?
I don't know, no.
And you were right there, correct, passing the property?
I was passing the property, yes.
Not as close to the property as your friend Sarah Levinson, but you were in the back seat on the driver's side, correct?
Correct.
And you were in a car such that if you thought that you saw something that could have been a person, all you had to do was tell the driver, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
Did you tell the driver that you saw somebody who was in trouble?
Well, I said it out loud in the car.
So is it your testimony now that you said out loud in the car, there's a person who's in trouble?
That's not what I said, no.
No, during a blizzard who might need some help, correct?
I did not know.
So what did we just see there? I mean, she seemed very authentic and you kind of had a lot of gotcha type moments trying to be inserted there by the defense.
So I think what you're seeing is two things. They're trying to pin on her that she actually saw a body.
Mm-hmm.
And what she is saying very accurately, it's indicating two things to me. The first thing that it's indicating is that unless you have a context of seeing a body in the snow or a body out or someone in distress, your brain isn't automatically going to go to that unless you've had a prior exposure to that. So that's context.
Yeah.
So she has no context of seeing a human being in distress before that she'd superimpose. Kind of like the first time a law enforcement officer does a car stop, they're not going to see things that someone who's seasoned sees a car, you know, does a car stop 20 years later.
Sure.
You know, it's like after 9/11, I look at planes in the sky flying near buildings a lot differently than I did on 9/11 itself, because I didn't have context of them flying into buildings.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I think is even more important here that they didn't cover here, though, is that there's another reason to me why she didn't recognize that as a person. Think about this. If you were just at a gathering with a bunch of people where there's some sort of contentious relationships and you're worried about someone's safety, if someone was arguing, if something was going on nefariously, or you even suspected it, if you then saw a blob or a dark object or something at 4 to 5 or 6 feet long on the front lawn, your brain might automatically superimpose, ooh, maybe someone's in distress, maybe something went a little sideways, because I've already contemplated that there's unhealthy things going on. In other words, to me, there's two things indicating that there was nothing nefarious there intentionally.
No, I mean, it's like you said, unless there's some context there of you've had this experience before, there's stuff on the side of the road all the time. I mean, drive down the highway, drive down a bad part of town or something. I mean, you can't assume that every dark object sitting on the side of the road is a body. Now, there may be some bodies in there, but if you're not predisposed to that, you're not going to think that, just as she didn't really think that. And to insinuate otherwise, I don't think the jury is having it. I mean, if I was in that jury, I'd be really kind of turned off by these attorneys at this point. It feels like they're really trying to reach and stretch on this conspiracy angle, or that there's a cover up, or I don't even know where they're going with it anymore, because none of these witnesses exude anything that feels much of a cover-up.
I'm with you. Nothing is supporting the claim that it was intentional to me. There's nothing.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.